This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nancy Damon joins me live in studio. She is the executive director of the Virginia Festival of the Book, which celebrates its 2011 season starting, Wednesday morning, right?
Wednesday morning. Well, actually, Tuesday night. We have a high school and middle school reading Tuesday night, so we should count them.
There you go.
Future writers of America.
So I know you and your, team, your army of volunteers that really make this possible, and all the folks who come to town to speak, they've been very, very busy. You work on this all year long, producing this thing, and it goes from Wednesday through Sunday, right?
That's right. Ends on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. How did this start?
Well, there were a bunch of older men. We have founding fathers. We have true founding fathers. One of them was the president of the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, where I work, and several other people, Paul Collins at Heartwood Used Books, who said, you know, this is such a reading and writing town. We really should have a little festival. Just a Saturday, you know. Let's have 8 programs. And the first year, they had 50. It was that popular. Everybody said, hey, well, I could bring so-and-so and so-and-so, you know.
Yeah.
It's all who you know.
Yeah. And of course, that really has put Charlottesville on the map. I mean, we always knew it was a very literary town.
Right.
You know, L.A., everybody's working on a screenplay. In Charlottesville, everybody's working on a novel or their memoirs. And it has just, over the years, exploded thanks to folks like you who started out as a volunteer.
That's right.
And then, moving into the office as the director, you know, become a huge, huge program.
Yes, it is. It's about this. We try to keep it to about 130 adult programs and then as many in-school programs as we possibly can. You know, all the public and private schools, we try to send authors to the schools. And then on Saturday morning, we also have a program called Story Fest, which is a series of programs for really kids of all ages.
Yeah.
Different around it. Barnes & Noble and the Downtown Mall, all sorts of stuff.
We're talking with Nancy Damon. Now, you can get the complete schedule of this year's Virginia Festival of the Book online at vabook.org. Vabook.org is the website. Fantastic website. It was recently retooled a few years ago.
Yes,
it really
it was.
Is wonderful.
And also, there are printed programs from the Daily Progress, which we have distributed. It was in the Sunday paper, and we've also distributed them around to the bookstores and the libraries. And we have a lot more, so if they run out, don't worry. We'll be bringing more.
Good stuff. This is the week, folks. It's the Virginia Festival of the Book. And I always see that as when you know the book festival's here, you know spring is here.
That's exactly right.
It's a sign of spring. Even before the crocuses, you see the Virginia Festival of the Book, and you know spring is just around the corner. Nancy, give us an idea of some of the programs and events this year that you think our listeners will look forward to.
Okay, well, Coy, I'm going to talk to you about some of the programs that maybe aren't the ones that have caught everybody's attention, because we do have some sold-out events. But I want to point out some things that are really relevant in today's world. You know, we have a series of 4 different programs that deal with issues of the Muslim world. And a few months ago, you might have thought, wow, you know, we're really having like Iraq fatigue or something like that. But now, you know, with all that's going on in the Middle East, these programs have become extremely relevant. There are 3 programs on Wednesday of the festival and another one on Saturday that deal with either the Middle East or Muslims in America, other places like that.
And as part of that, and folks should know if they just moved here or if they've never participated in this, what you're getting are people who have published and written about this subject matter.
And you help
to put together panels and put people together so that you could get yourself in a room and just completely marinate your mind in this topic from some of the latest experts in the subject.
You should think about it as like a mini course. You know, take an afternoon and, you know, have a mental vacation, but, you know, go somewhere else and learn something you never imagined you could learn. And also people need to understand that almost all the programs are free and you just go to them.
Yeah,
you know,
just get the schedule.
There are ticket events, but for the most part, everything's free and just first come, first serve.
And it's all over town, all sorts of different venues.
Right.
Yeah. So what other programs are?
There's a couple of programs I'm really excited about China and Vietnam, because these are always interesting topics. Those are Friday back-to-back in city council chambers. And C-SPAN's coming to cover
them. That was my next question, because they love to cover those events in city council chambers.
They do. They do. And they're going to be here 3 days this year.
Really?
So if you don't want to be on TV,
Yeah. Wow. So the, and they'll are they record? Are they only doing at the city council chambers? Or are
they're
they going to be
anywhere? They're only recording at city council, but they're interviewing a number of other people, a lot of whom teach at UVA. You know, just one-on-one interviews.
Yeah. Will they have the C-SPAN bus here? Do we know that?
They're not going to have the bus here okay. this year.
We're talking with Nancy Damon. She's the executive director of the Virginia Festival of the Book online at vabook.org. And this is the week. It'll run Wednesday through Sunday of this week. Events all over town. And we get a lot of people who come in from around the country to participate in this thing. What kind of numbers have we seen as far as the festival is concerned? Because folks need to know.
People from
yeah,
other
I just want to give folks a heads up who might be new or visiting this week, or that this town gets really crowded this week. There's a whole lot going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the hotels sell out on the weekends. We average a total of attendance of anywhere from 21,000 to 24,000, you know, going up and down a little bit per year yeah. with all the programs.
That's terrific.
Let me tell you about some of the other
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, on foreign policy, we have another program that I think is going to be very interesting. It's called Armed Humanitarians, and it's about our. It's by a man named Nathan Hodge, and he's speaking at UVA Bookstore at noon on Thursday. So if you didn't get a ticket to the Jim Lehrer luncheon, this is a great alternative for you. And he's talking about our use of foreign policy with, you know, Army personnel. He's also a very interesting man and also would be in the news right now because he and his family wrote another book called it has to do with taking a nuclear vacation, and they went to different nuclear power plants. So when we're thinking about what's going on in Japan right now, he's been looking
how
at
timely,
the
yeah.
issue of that, too. We have a program on Saturday called Political and Social Trends in the South. We have a program on the state of healthcare in America, a program about new media, you know, the Googleization of everything
right,
is one
right.
of the books involved. And another one that I think is really going to be fascinating, on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the public library, we're going to have a man who's an English professor at Duke, and he's written a book about how science fiction writers have influenced research that scientists do. So how art creates
yeah, yeah.
science.
Kids
I
read
think.
The science fiction growing up, and they, when
yeah,
they're kids, they grow up
and
become
scientists.
And
try to work on some of the ideas they got out of fiction, which, you know, come to fruition.
Oh, that's
Not
really
fiction
something.
Coming into fruition.
So. Yeah, that's yeah. really neat. We're talking I with Nancy Damon, cool. vabook.org is the website. So best book that you've read, one or two books that you've read over the last year, and are those okay. Authors going to be at the festival?
Okay, full disclosure. I love fiction, and I love crime, okay? So one of my favorite books this year is Major Pettigrew's Last Stand, and Helen Simonson, the author, is English, and she's going to be at SIPS on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, again, another free event. I love crime, and some of my favorite crime writers are coming. John Connolly, not Michael Connolly, he's Irish. A woman named Jenny White, who's by... In real life, she's an anthropologist.
Oh, there you go.
But she writes about the Ottoman Empire. She's going to be here on Friday night.
Fiction, you mean?
Fiction.
Oh, interesting.
Fiction. Yeah. She has a detective in the Ottoman Empire. So you feel like you're really learning something.
So that's what's in your bedside, a big stack of mystery and crime novels?
Yes. Okay, but more. But wait, there's more. Yeah. Kathy Reichs, who is doing our crime luncheon, who many people know from her TV show Bones, because she's also a forensic anthropologist. At first, we didn't think she could come on Friday night, but if you weren't able to get a ticket to the Saturday luncheon, she's also going to be on that Friday night. That same panel, it's called Friday Night Frights. We thought it was.
And fun. That's where?
It's that's going to be at Albemarle County Office Building.
Okay.
And again, it's a free event. You just go walk in.
There you go. We're talking with Nancy Damon, getting a preview of this week's Virginia Festival of the Book 2011. We got a couple minutes left. Any other events you want to?
Okay, I want to talk about Saturday night at the Paramount. We have a panel of Irish and Irish American writers, two of the most famous living Irish writers, Colm Tobin and Anne Enright, and two younger Irish American writers. Kathleen Hill and Kevin Holohan, and they're going to be reading from their newest works of fiction, and then they're going to talk, just talk. And I say to people, even if you don't read Irish books, just come because it's so fun to listen to Irish people talk. They have such wonderful accents. And on
what
Sunday,
a wonderful literary tradition, too.
Oh, course, it's
you know,
amazing.
That they come out of.
And Sunday afternoon, Scott Simon is coming.
NPR?
NPR Scott Simon.
Oh, really?
Simon, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
And that's where?
That's at the Paramount as well. And he's going to be talking about a book he wrote about adoption. And interestingly, also...
Oh, I've heard him talk about that.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
But he's also going to talk about his last novel called Windy City, which is about politics in Chicago.
Ooh.
So what a fun combination.
There you go. Good stuff. Nancy Damon, she's with the Virginia Festival of the Book online at vabook.org. Nancy, thank you for all the work. Thank you for being here, but thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, thank you.
Because I know you really work so hard all year long to make this happen, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing in our community, and we're very lucky that you do this work. Thank
you. Well, thank you for publicizing it so people know to come.
Check it out online at vabook.org. Pick up a schedule there around town. You'll see one anywhere you look. Just look a little hard, and you'll find a schedule somewhere, and or you can go online and check it out, vabook.org.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.